and I'm Emily Corwin with a look at what this decision means for businesses in New Hampshire. Of course, the problem is that nobody seems to agree on what the Affordable Care Act means for businesses, which is probably why business organizations like the state's BIA and SBA were not publicly commenting on the ruling. The Affordable Care Act requires businesses with more than 50 employees to provide health insurance or pay penalties. Meanwhile, smaller businesses can receive a tax credit to offset the cost. In Manchester at Dyne, an internet infrastructure company with about 150 employees, Vice President Gray Chinoweth says he doesn't expect the ruling will affect his company right away. He says Dyne already provides generous health insurance coverage.
However, we're excited about the fact that long term, we're hoping that getting rid of free riders in the system means that our overall health care costs will go down.
Nearby in Hooksett, sports shop owner Ralph D'Amico isn't so sure.
You know, and on the surface, it all sounds dandy for small and medium-sized business owners because, wow, they're going to be able to get rid of the burden of this tremendously overpriced health care insurance. But, you know, most of us are skeptical of that. I don't know what to think because I'm pretty much in the dark as to most of the contents of that 2,600-page monstrosity.
In the coming months, D'Amico will be in good company as the Affordable Care Act rolls out in full. For NHPR and State Impact New Hampshire, I'm Emily Corwin.